Up next is Nani.
Look at me. You may think you see who I really am, but you'll never know me. Every day it's as if I play a part. Now I see, if I wear a mask, I can fool the world, but I cannot fool my heart. Who is that girl I see? In a world where I have to hide my heart and what I believe in, but somehow I will show the world what's inside my heart and be loved for who I am.
Nani with sorry, I gotta restart. I blanked for a moment there. And that was Nani with Reflection, the Christina Aguilera version from Mulan, another one of Jeffers.
Mm-hmm.
But overrated.
Oh.
Jeffers is currently kicking our butts tonight on choices.
Both overrated and underrated.
Yeah, but in both. We shall see. Okay, so there's a note in here I have to read word for word, but we'll get to that in a little bit. I have a couple notes before that, but it possibly might be the greatest note ever taken on this show ever in the history of ICOE. But we'll get to that in a second. That's
it beats
a little
yesterday.
Teaser for you. It be oh, this one beats yesterday. This Sweet. One beats yesterday. Okay, so I really liked how I liked this a lot, Nani. But like, there were some things that you don't like. I thought your runs were great. I thought your emotion was great. I specifically liked how you were, when you came in with the first chorus, when Christina does it, she sings all of the choruses, like full out, ball to the wall, Christina Aguilera, bitches, and I can sing. I really liked how you were more reserved on the opening chorus, and then you saved that more power for the second and Onward ones, because it made those ones seem even more powerful.
Yeah, I have the same note.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was a really nice touch, and it kind of made it, like, almost like a cross between then movie version of the song and the Christina version, because that was something that's you took from the movie version and put into the Christina version. And I'm going to skip the big note and go to, because I only have one note after the big note, and that was the one part when you overlapped right before the bridge was a little awkward in the overlap. Like, just, like, the last note on the line before kind of didn't go well with the first note, like the first word of the next line, and they just kind of like have like a slight moment of clash between them. And now the note to end all notes. Are you ready for this, guys? I'm reading it word for word as I wrote it on the screen before me. Someone finally, all caps, broke the reflection curse to fucking pieces. Like, shove fireworks up that curse's butt and lit up the sky. Like, in the scene from Mulan itself. Damn, girl, damn.
Bravo, Ambi. Bravo.
Best note ever. Best note of the night.
I take off my headphones to you.
And I'm done now, so Jeffers, you're good to go.
I don't think I can live up to that. Can you, Zell?
No.
My notes are all very boring and blah. Nani. this was vocally very nice, and I, like Ambi said, I really, really liked that build. And nice runs. I was actually more impressed with your low notes. Your belting was really good, but I was super impressed by her low notes, because, like, every version every time I hear someone cover this song, if they can get the belting, they struggle with the low notes. But, like, Nani, like, conquered both sides of the battle. My last note was, like, unique voice. It almost reminds me of Traviata, but I really like your voice, Nani. Random fact. But that's all. It was very good.
We all know this is coming from me. I had a weird backtrack note, because I had these... Did y'all have panning shakers, or was it just really obvious more for me?
No.
Do you use, like, earbuds, though, or do you use headphones?
I have to use earbuds. Headphones don't really work for me.
I was going to say, earbuds, from what I remember, tend to pick up panning stuff a little bit easier than headphones.
I hate earbuds.
Well, I need it for the right ear, if anything, but... Because also the backtrack had a really weird, like, recorded live quality to it. And it's mainly for the percussion. Like, because this is also another panic thing. The toms and the snares were, like, all over, like, coming from one ear to the other, which is crazy for me. But to the actual song, very nice build. I liked your build. And for me, sometimes I felt like you had bigger belts in Christina's version in some parts. Or, like, you did better than her in some of it. Vocally awesome. Overlap could have been a bit smoother, which Ambi already covered. And I thought she might have almost gotten one cracked, like she almost cracked on one note, but I might have to hear it again to double check on that. But on that, really nice job.
She was doing some stylistic things in there too, like that.
Yeah. That might have been what it was.
You know what I mean? You're right.
Yeah, I think, yeah. That's what it was.
Frogs.
Silence.
Frogs. Abby fan, we're good to move on?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Up next is Rochelleular.
You're famous, it can be kind of fun. It's really you, but no one ever discovers. In some ways, you're just like all your friends, but on stage, you're a star. You get the best of both worlds. Chilling out, take it slow, then you rock out the show. You get the best of both worlds. Mix it all together. The best of both worlds. The best of both worlds. You go to movie premieres.
a little weird. But school's cool cause nobody knows. Yeah, you get to be a small town girl, but big time when you play your guitar. You get the best of both worlds. Chillin' out, take it slow, then you rock out the show. You get the best of both worlds. Mix it all together and you know that it's the best of both. You know the best of both worlds. Pictures and autographs. You get your face in all the magazines. The best part is that you get to be whoever you wanna be. Best, best, yeah, the best of both. Best, best, you got the best of both. Best, best, come on, the best of both. Who would have thought that a girl like me would double as a superstar? Show. You get the best of both worlds. Mix it all together and you know that it's the best. You get the best of both worlds. Without the shades in the hair, you can go anywhere. You get the best of both girls. Mix it all together. Oh yeah. It's so much better cause you know you got the best of both worlds.
Takes a shotgun, puts in the shell, bam, Rochelle, bam. Really now, Hannah Montana again.
But it's another one of yours, so you're definitely kicking both me and Selena's butts.
Yes, but I have to start on both the Hannah Montanas. I'm supposed to get some sympathy here.
Nope, not given any.
I'm just a true-put individual. Hi, Rochelle. let's see. This was not my favorite thing you've done, Rochelle. And based on your email and from what you've said to me on Skype, I think you know that too, or that's what you think anyway. But I don't think it was completely bad either. Overall, I thought it was not bad. I thought you had good energy for the most part, but a few lines, it kind of like dropped here and there. I thought your music could have been a little louder. And then your choruses were a little pitchy, mainly the belted best part of the best of both worlds.
Yes, I have that.
Yeah,
it was almost like it sat strange in her range, because like it didn't sound very comfortable.
There was like a bounce to it. Like she like had a slight bounce for the B and the E, like best, and then she went to the east. That's the way I have it written down.
It almost like reminded me of Genesis last season with Go the Distance. Do you remember that in the finale? Like,
yeah,
the finals. Like, it almost felt like, to me anyway, that like if it was pitched up a little bit or pitched down a little bit, it would have been like perfect.
But just sat in a kind of odd spot.
Yeah, it's that whole belting sat funny in your range personally for me. But I didn't think it was bad. Like, I liked the verses. The harmonies were kind of strange, though. Like, not the background best part in the chorus, but, like, she had a couple in the verses, and I wasn't really a fan of that, Rochelle. Like, I know you have problems with harmonies, but I think they were kind of, like, a strange middle of the road. Like, either do a little bit more and make them longer or less, but not bad, but not my favorite thing I've heard from you. Zell?
I'm gonna have to go pretty much with Jefferson on a lot of that, because, you had really good energy, I thought. You had some iffy harmonies here and there, and my two big notes are really something vocal quality or texture seems off, and the best slight bouncers, like little itty bitty scoop, is really the only notes I have. So, Ambie?
I really didn't write down a lot here. Like, I didn't realize this until now. I've never actually heard the extended version of this song.
Oh, really?
Because there's like, she was singing something like, I've never heard this part of the song before. Okay. Your energy was great. Like, it was definitely, I think that this was a big improvement from last week for you. Tonight's gonna be a hard one because no one's been, like, super bad tonight.
No.
Like, I've really liked everyone thus far. So that's gonna be hard tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but, yeah, like, overall, I liked it. I wasn't completely, like, wowed by it, but I still really liked it. I thought your energy really was, like, the star of this, though there were a couple of sour notes here and there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say.
And your quality does not sound too bad. She keeps saying how her snowball is breaking, but it doesn't sound that bad.
No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't, it no. Doesn't.
Not yet.
Yes. Only time will tell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then coming up next is going to be Valkyrie Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do, I'll do it too. Show me everything and tell me how. It all means something. And yet nothing to me. I can see there's so much to learn. It's all so close and yet so far. I see myself as people see me. I just know there's something bigger out there. I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me. Every gesture, every move that she makes makes me feel like never before. Why do I have this growing need to be beside her? All these emotions I never knew, of some other world far beyond this place. Beyond the trees, above the clouds, I see before me a new horizon. I wanna know, and can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me. Come with me now to see my world, where there's beauty beyond your dreams. Can you feel the things I feel right now with you? Take my hand, there's a world I need to know. I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me. I wanna know.
All right, and that was Valkyrie Celeste with Stranger Like Me from Tarzan, correct?
Yes.
You got one, Abby!
Yay! And it's an underrated!
Ooh. Yay! Okay, this is more of a note to your mixer, Valk. For me, it felt like the mixing levels were a little off every now and then. Like, the music was either really loud or... I just remember I wrote down volume levels because there was something that just kept going up and down. Let's show something. Was this a... diction or mixing thing, because, and the next note is actually, I heard a lot of shh sounds throughout your recordings, like, really ones that stand out. I vocally like you on this. I thought you had nice energy, nice dynamics, but in the key change, your mic almost started to get choppy or pitchy. So yeah, that's all I really have. And Ambi, who loves this movie musical.
Yeah, I do love this movie slash musical. I like them both. I actually, well, I do agree that the mixing, nobody say anything. I accidentally unplugged my headset. You're going to reverb. Okay, sorry. Okay, now you're okay, then you're not going to reverb on yourselves anymore. I hate these headphones. but I will not go back to earbuds. As I was saying, while I do agree that I think that your mixing levels were, your volume was a little out of time. However, I really liked your sound quality this week. There was something about it that was different than your usual sound quality, and I actually liked it. Like, I think if the vocals were just taken in, like, a little bit, so they weren't all up in my face all the time, it would have been, like, perfect. Like, I always think that sometimes people mix you a little too quiet for your music, but whoever was your mixer this week, I thought did a really good job with your quality, or I don't know if you, like, something was up with your microphone or something, but yeah, for this song choice. Overall, another one I liked tonight. I mean, I really didn't have a lot of bad things to say about it. There was a couple of times when I thought that you could have gone a little bit more, like, oh, I want to know, like, a little frustrated with it. But overall, I thought that there was a few moments of, like, these wonder that you had that I thought were really nice. So overall, yeah, I thought it was a good job. That was a good job.
I agree. Valgus was, like, surprisingly nice. Okay, that sounds bad. I don't know. Like, you know that her lower notes, sometimes she, like, I realized afterwards, after listening to her on The Voice, I think it was, when she sang the song Prayer or something, I realized what I meant by drony a couple weeks ago. It's that she, like, pushes some of her lower notes too hard, and it sounds kind of weird. Oh, I'm reverbing. Good? Yes.
My bad. It did it again. Stupid headphones.
Anyway, I was saying, like, some of her lower notes, she sometimes pushes too hard, but, like, I thought she handled them very nice. Like, I really like your lower notes in this, Valk, and your tone was just so nice, and, like, your dynamics were nice in the I really liked it in the second verse in the bridge, and, like, I don't know, this was a great song choice, Valk. It was worth them spending on iTunes. And I think I agree with Amby, you maybe a little more power in the chorus or something, but, like, still, I thought this was a solid job, Valk. Good job.
One of my favorites from you in a good while.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that silence and the sound of frogs in my ceiling and my fan means that we can move on to the next person, who is Omi Pride 09.
Mm-hmm.